Hi everyone, welcome to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast, your daily audio summary of the latest news reported in the Ukrainian media. My name is Artem, and here is the news. 750 days less the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Colonel General Oleksandr Syrsky, commander-in-chief of the Ukrainian armed forces, visited units on the Zaporizhia direction, reports Fakty. The commander announced the start of a rotation and replacement process for units that have been performing combat missions on the front lines for a long time. He stressed that this is possible despite the difficult situation on the entire front line. Syrsky said that this will bring the situation under control and improve soldiers' morale and psychological well-being. Colonel General said that the confrontation between drones and electronic warfare at the contact line has come to the forefront, and the first country to get ahead of their opponent in the arms race will have a chance to win, reports Radio Liberty. Syrsky informed that Russia continues to attack Ukrainian positions near Robotyne and Verbove, but without much success. The fighting is characterized by numerous uses of drones of all types in combination with artillery and mortar fire. Deputy Chairman of the Russian Security Council Dmitry Medvedev has laid out the details of the so-called Russian peace formula, reports Censor. According to him, in return for Russia ending hostilities, Ukraine would need to capitulate, pay a compensation to Russia, and adopt an act of reunification of the former territories of Ukraine with the Russian Federation. Medvedev stated that to achieve so-called consensus with the international community, Ukraine must declare complete and unconditional surrender, conduct demilitarization, dismiss all constitutional authorities, and immediately hold elections for a temporary parliament. He called this the soft Russian peace formula and the compromise position. We would really appreciate if you could recommend us to your friends and family, as well as share information on social media. This way more people would learn about the podcast and truth about Russia's invasion of Ukraine. French President Emmanuel Macron has assured that he does not seek the escalation of a full-scale war between Russia and Ukraine, but considers Russia and the Kremlin regime adversaries of France. In an interview with the TV channels TF1 and France 2, the French president said that if Russia wins the war, the confidence in Europe will be reduced to zero. At the same time, commenting on the threat of escalation, which could spread active hostilities to other European states, Macron exposed hope that this would not happen. He said that there can be no lasting peace if there is no sovereignty, if there is no return to the internationally recognized borders of Ukraine, including Crimea. The French president stated that in the event that Western troops are deployed in Ukraine, French forces will not launch an offensive against Russia. Macron explained that if France is forced to send troops to Ukraine, then the only one responsible for that is the Kremlin's regime. The BlackRock Investment Group announced its plans to register the Ukrainian Development Fund in Luxembourg, reports Forbes Ukraine. Investors plan to raise at least $15 billion for the restoration of Ukraine via this fund. The vice president of the BlackRock Investment Group, Philip Hildebrand, said that the development fund intends to attract at least $500 million from countries, development banks, and other donors, as well as $2 billion from private investors. He noted that the fund could unite a consortium of shareholders and debt investors that could finance reconstruction works in Ukraine for at least $15 billion. Last month, the World Bank and other organizations estimated the total amount needed to rebuild Ukraine after a full-scale Russian invasion at nearly $500 billion. Hildebrand informed that the goal is to create one of the largest public-private partnerships in history, similar to Germany's KfW, created after World War II, or the climate finance partnership between BlackRock and several governments in 2021. The priority directions for the fund will be the fields of agriculture, industry, infrastructure, and energy. So far, about 20 projects out of 200 that were evaluated have been identified. Along with the fund, a project preparation center will be created, which will deal with the search for investment-attractive ideas, ensuring their support by investors. Thank you for listening to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast. We're a commercial initiative of just two people, and we need your help to grow. Share information about the podcast, rate us in the app, subscribe to our Patreon. With your support, we're getting better.
We call on you to demand from governments of your countries to impose the toughest sanctions possible on Russia and its citizens to stop their invasion of Ukraine.